Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you in need of a healthcare program? Well, you're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with memberships starting as early as the following month. And there are no contracts or commitments. Programs start as low as $199 per month, and there's no network. So you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance. So your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing that you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Gather around!
Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So the debate goes on. Should we be wearing masks when we go outside? When we go to the store? When we're out among the public? I mean, how closely can you ratchet this thing down to where we have no contact with anybody? Now, this debate has been going on in the media like crazy. But I'm going to tell you what I'm hearing in the last couple of days is that this is not something that there is tons of medical evidence that masks will save lives, will prevent infection. Now, whether it's Dr. Birx, or Dr. Fauci, or others. I was telling you about how I saw today during Andrew Cuomo's daily news conference that there was a medical professional who advises the governor of New York, Governor Cuomo, and he said, or she said rather, that there is no medical evidence that masks prevent infections. None. Zero. Nada. Not even anecdotal evidence. Now, Dr. Sanjay Gupta, this is cut two, was on CNN last night with Aaron Burnett, and they went through this dance of masks or no mask. I want to find out what you think. Should America mask up? 844, the number 2 Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And I want to find out what you think. I think, unless somebody can present me with medical evidence that it's going to help us. But then there's the logistical question. How do we get 350 million of these masks in the hands of our population, including kids, adults, seniors? How do we get masks to everybody? And are you going to fine me $1,000 if I'm not wearing a mask? We'll see what you think. First, though, Dr. Sanjay Gupta on CNN.
Daniel Dale just brought up the point of what President Trump said about masks, right? He was asked about whether they were going to do a formal, you know, telling Americans to wear masks. And Trump's response was, you could use a scarf. And he said, in many cases, a scarf is better. It's thicker. That's the exact quote. Is that true?
Well, I don't know that it's any better because it's thicker, but I think, you know, there's a fundamental point that I think is different here versus masks, for example, in hospitals or healthcare settings. I think what has changed here, Aaron, and the reason that you hear the L.A. mayor now recommending masks, I think Mayor de Blasio also recommending masks for people going out in public. It's because of this idea now that people who are asymptomatic, not knowing that they, you know, not having any symptoms, not knowing if they have the virus, could still be spreading. So these are not hospital-grade masks that we're talking about, the surgical mask or the N95 mask, but rather some sort of cloth mask to wear when you go out in public because you're trying to protect other people from you, as opposed to in hospitals where healthcare workers wear it. They're trying to protect themselves from the patient who may be putting a lot of virus into the air. So it's a different thing. If you wear a mask and you have virus in your nose or throat, you may be sort of reducing at least the amount of virus you're putting into the environment. I think that's what's sort of driving this thinking. It's a little bit opposite, I think, than the way people have thought about masks. Again, it's not to protect yourself. It's to protect others from you.
Right.
And that's, I think, what President Trump was talking
about.
Well,
it's really well said that you say that, because I do think, you know, because America is not culturally a mask society,
yes.
Anytime you travel in Asia, those are mask societies, right? They see it differently.
That's
here,
right.
There is sort of maybe people feel, what are you trying to say about me when it's real, you know, when they see someone else wearing it? To your point, you would be wearing it to protect others from yourself is something that perhaps if people think about it more, they might feel differently. But, you know, part of this, I think, Sanjay, you know, we've known it can spread asymptomatically. But what seems to be perhaps new is that experts are now telling the White House that it can be spread by just talking or even by breathing,
right.
Which is not what we had heard. So that is that really a new thing here? And why would we just be discovering that now?
Yeah, no, well, this, as you know, Aaron, came from a letter that was given to the White House based on some research. But, you know, I've spoken to many of my contacts and even spoke to Dr. Fauci about this a little bit. And, you know, here's, I think, another way to think about it is that we have essentially been saying this all along. I mean, if you don't have symptoms and you're still spreading it, how are you spreading it? Just through your breath. And, you know, you're not coughing or sneezing the viral particles out. You're just basically the viral particles are in the back of your throat, in your nose, and just through daily activities of life, talking, breathing, you're releasing a little bit of virus into the air. I will say this. It is true. I mean, the science, I think, is pretty clear now that can happen. But how much is that really driving the spread of this? It's probably a lot less than someone who's clearly symptomatic. Those are the people who are probably really driving the majority of the spread. It's something to be aware of. And obviously, we're doing everything we can, or people want to do everything we can to mitigate, slow down the spread of this virus. So this is another step and another thing to be aware of.
Okay. There you have the great debate on CNN. Let's see what you think. I've got one line open. If you've been trying to get through and you've been getting a busy signal, I have just freed up a line at 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Let's begin with Ben. Ben, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. What do you think, masks or no masks?
Well, thanks, Kevin. If people are wearing masks because they already have the virus and they're trying to protect everybody else, needless to say, it's the welcome effort. But the way I see it, and I talked to somebody else about this, and they said they were thinking the same thing. By wearing the mask, you're relaxing your immune system. So when the time comes that you're not wearing the mask, you're more prone to get the virus.
So, well, let me just ask you, though. If this is for people who are sick, who may be asymptomatic but may still be carrying the virus.
Right.
If this is designed to actually protect other people, not yourself, not to keep you from getting it.
Wouldn't
that make sense?
I'm all on with that, yeah. I'm all on with that idea, yeah.
Okay. Okay, fair enough. Ben, thanks, man. We'll get to more of your calls coming up in a minute. I need to take a break. I'm trying to be, even in times of heavy stress, we try and stick to format when we can. Anyway, stick around. More to do as we continue. I've just freed up a line, so if you want to jump in, you can. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. The program, live and local, now. Do you or a member of your family suffer from chronic pain? Would you like to make the pain go away? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Then you need to check out the Pain Injury Brain Center of America, now open in Las Vegas. At PIPCOA, they treat your chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy. I suffered from chronic pain due to an impingement of my rotator cuff. I tried cortisone shots, painful physical therapy, nothing worked. Then a friend suggested I contact PIPCOA, and after just 6-hour-long treatments, the pain went away. In fact, I canceled my scheduled surgery. And after a brief hiatus due to the coronavirus, PIPCOA is back accepting appointments. Whether your pain comes from headaches, a disc injury, broken bones, hip or knee injury, neuropathy, even PTSD, regardless of the source of your pain, PIPCOA can make the pain go away. You don't have to live with the chronic pain. Make the pain go away. Call PIPCOA at 702-546-8767. That number again, 702-546-8767.
There is good news. We will recover. We will thrive if we act now. I'm Sam Peters, and I'm running to be your congressman in Nevada's District 4. I'm not a professional politician. I'm a 20-year military veteran and a successful business owner. I know how to balance a budget, secure a border, and help President Trump revive our economy. Nevada, we need a congressman who will work for you. I can help. Join SamPetersForCongress.com. Remember, Sam Peters, the number 4, Congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than 3 decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
Hi, this is Chelsea Torres, Communications Director with Laborers Union Local 872. Laborers Local 872 is a construction union that strives to obtain more job opportunities for workers and employers. Local 872 is involved in issues that affect our daily lives, from creating good jobs to providing skilled job training, protecting health care, negotiating livable wages, ensuring safe job sites, providing safe neighborhoods for families, and honoring veterans and retirees. Laborers build everything you see on the Las Vegas Strip, from skyscrapers to casinos to stadiums. Laborers work in the tunnels and on the highways. We remediate buildings and make them safe by removing hazardous materials like asbestos and lead. With a legacy of hard work and getting things done, laborers are skilled, productive, proud, and diverse men and women who are building a stronger Nevada. Local 872 loves the Southern Nevada community, and we look forward to continuing to build a better future for all of us. Vegas strong, union proud.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
got a question for you. We'll get to your calls in a minute, but before that, I got a question for you. Do you or a member of your family suffer from chronic pain? Would you like to make that pain go away? Then you need to check out the Pain Injury Brain Center of America, now open here in Las Vegas. At PIPCOA, they treat your chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy. Now, I suffered from my own chronic pain for, 6 to 8 months due to an impingement of my rotator cuff. I tried cortisone shots, painful physical therapy, MRIs, x-rays, nothing worked. And then a friend suggested I contact PIPCOA. And after just 6-hour-long treatments, the pain in my shoulder went away. I've got full rotation of my left shoulder. And in fact, I canceled my surgery. But PIPCOA is back accepting appointments. And whether your pain comes from headaches, a disc injury, broken bones, hip or knee injury, neuropathy. I know a lot of folks that have neuropathy. Even PTSD. And regardless of the source of your pain, PIPCOA can make the pain go away. So you don't have to live with the chronic pain anymore. Make the pain go away. By the way, somebody emailed us overnight. What was that? What was the name of that group? PIPCOA. The Pain Injury Brain Center of America. Here's the number. Call them right now. Summer's ready to answer all your questions. She's sitting by the phone waiting for your phone call. So here it is, 702-546-8767. That's 702-546-8767. PIBCOA. Anyway, and by the way, I took another friend there beginning of this week, and she has gotten 100% relief from her shoulder injury. And then that's after just 4 sessions. She's going back for a 5th session today. But she has gotten 100% mobility of her shoulder. That's incredible. That is absolutely incredible. Anyway, give him a shout out. 702-546-8767, PIBCOA. Let's get to your phone calls. Let's begin with Michael. Michael, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Well, hello there. How you doing?
I'm good, Michael. What's up, man? To mask or not to mask?
I'm wearing a bandana right now, the same one I used to use as a wildland firefighter before I got too old to do that on 45 different fires, maybe. I've been wearing it everywhere in public since Monday of last week. And, oh, yeah, since I forgot to buy Lysol when I had the chance, or, you know, bleach and water in a squirter bottle. I haven't done that yet. I got rubbing alcohol and paper towels I carry around, and I, you know, wipe down the exterior of door handles, like the Motel 6 at the Speedway, the only one that's open right now.
I
went for a 9-mile hike. I went for a 9-mile hike in the desert around the Speedway on the first warm day of the year. Probably lost a pound and lowered my blood pressure by 50 points by doing that. Woohoo!
No, and it's good for your immunity too.
That was Tuesday. Yeah, I got to see the cops learn how to chase people on the Speedway there. They're doing cops and robbers, a little red Camaro, and I'll bet the cadets are like, Sergeant, can I be the bad guy today? It's way more fun to be chased than to be the one chasing in a squad car. And then the Thunderbirds flew over 15 minutes later. I got pictures of the cops practicing and the Thunderbirds practicing all in the same damn hour.
Oh, my God. see, you're making the most of this stay-at-home thing. At the Motel 6. Yeah, that makes sense. Let's go to Mike in Reno. Mike, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Kevin.
Yes, sir.
Well, you have Bob, I think.
Oh, is this Bob? There?
Well, it's really Wilfree, okay? But I go by Bob because your buddy banned me from his talk radio show.
Oh, no.
Anyway, that's okay. Your friend is a mean person. I would say. Anyway, real quick, if I might, Kevin, I would like to make a suggestion. You quit using the word asymptomatic. Is that right?
That's the word that the medical professionals use.
I don't have a clue what that means. Now, if you tell me that you can't carry this or you got this but you're not spreading it, I got that. But I don't speak French or German or Spanish, so I really think we need to stop using that term asymptomatic.
What word would you use instead?
Well, first I got to know what the hell it means.
It means you have no symptoms. You're not showing outward symptoms. You don't have a cold. You don't have a sore throat.
Well, there you go. What's wrong with this?
I just use seven words for what you could use one word, asymptomatic.
Oh, I forgot. Okay, I forgot how relevant that was. So look, here's my other point. The other point is that I really, you know, have you? Maybe you can tell me, because I don't get a chance to listen to radio all day long. But if you get this virus or whatever it is, and you don't get sick, does that show up in your system afterwards, or does it stay with you forever? And by the way, again, I want to stress this. There better be a hell of a big dead body count when this is all done, because we're learning a lot, and I'm looking at this as a positive thing, but somebody's ass needs to be on the line. I can't stress this enough now.
Well, there will be, just so you know, Bob or Mike or whoever you are, there will be an after-action report. In fact, the Democrats already are trying to Nancy Pelosi – wants a 9/11 commission-like or group to look at how this happened, why this happened. Is there something we could have done to prevent it? But the problem is they want to do it right in the middle, right smack dab in the middle of all this. That's what I'm not quite sure of. Let's go to Mike in Reno. Mike, you're up and you're on Live and Local now.
This is the stupidest thing I've ever heard. Of course, it's common sense. Masks work. That's why construction workers wear them. It prevents certain particulates, whether it's dirt in the air, pollution, or fluid, from entering. Is it 100% effective? Maybe not. It's common sense they work. It's a cloth that's going to prevent...
Tell me why. Now, you're talking about the N95s, which is what you see in hospitals with doctors and nurses. But I guess my question is, why is it that I hear... Dr. Birx, I heard a doctor on with the governor of New York saying there is no medical evidence that this thing it makes us safer.
Yeah, well, that's the question. Is there a conspiracy afoot? I'd like to see the controlled experiments that they did. I'd like to see them cited. You know what a controlled experiment is, right?
Yeah, where some people get the placebo, some people get the drug. Yeah.
Right. So they did controlled experiments with human beings or with some mucous membrane imitator. Is that what they're telling me? I'd like to see them cited. In other words, they spray the coronavirus through a mask onto a person or some agar, and then they didn't do it. This is ridiculous. They have to cite these things. It's common sense they work. Now,
well, hey, I hate to cut you short. We're getting to the I got a hard break at the bottom of the hour. Gotta hit it. Can't miss it. Don't want the bosses to be angry at me. Stick around. More to do as we continue. Coming up, what about our kids? What about our kids? Jim Blocky, author, teacher. You'll hear from him. The word is that we may be done for the year with our schools, that the third quarter grades may be the final grades. Yeah. Stick around. More to do as we continue live and local now. Try to give you consolation.
I'm Lauren Simonetti, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are lower in afternoon trading after new data show that March was the worst month for job losses since the last financial crisis. The Labor Department reporting that more than 700,000 jobs were lost last month. Friday's report marks the first time since 2010 that employers shed more workers than they added. And Bank of America reportedly becoming one of the first banks accepting online applications for the government's $350 billion small business relief program. Small businesses have been strongly impacted by the pandemic, with some of them shuttered, and if they do remain open, they're seeing less consumer spending. And shares of Tesla are spiking after the automaker released strong first quarter production and delivery numbers that showed its operations hadn't been overly disrupted by the coronavirus. The electric vehicle maker said it sent over 88,000 vehicles to customers, beating estimates. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Heather Rybarski, invested in you.
News. I'm Chris Foster. A record run of job growth going back 9.5 years is at an end, with the Labor Department reporting 701,000 jobs lost last month. And that survey was conducted before all the coronavirus-related layoffs over the last 2 weeks of March. White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow tells Fox,
"It is not permanent. This is a temporary issue. As it runs its course, the American economy will be ready to snap back. I believe that's going to happen well before the end of the year."
There are more than 1 million COVID-19 cases and more than 50,000 deaths reported worldwide.
About a quarter of all cases are in the United States, which saw its death count jump by nearly 1,000 between Thursday and now. 4 out of every 10 American cases are in New York State. Alaska is the state with the least number of cases. The U.S. Virgin Islands is the U.S. territory with the lowest incidence.
Fox's Evan Brown. America's listening to Fox News.
It's a very confusing and stressful time right now, especially for our wounded and ill veterans and their caregivers. Practice social distancing, wash your hands frequently, and stay at home to avoid exposure. If you don't have symptoms or have questions, use secure messaging through My Healthy Vet or the VA telehealth service. If you develop symptoms, please call your local VA facility. We will get through this. For more details, visit va.gov/coronavirus.
Lives that inspire.
How has the right to pursue happiness changed your life?
Shows that uplift.
This is so incredible.
Stories that make us believe.
Give it to right. God. He is doing this for a reason.
Plus, Fox Nation presents the motion picture event, The Passion of the Christ, streaming now for a limited time. Fox Nation invites you to keep the faith. Start your first month of Fox Nation now for just 99 cents.
Investments in securities involves the risk of loss. The following is a far too common tale of investing in annuities. A successful couple invested a large portion of their savings in annuities, thinking they were a safe way to guarantee a dependable income stream no matter what the market did. But it didn't take long for them to regret their decision. They were locked into low returns, faced potential tax consequences, and that they couldn't get out of their annuities without paying huge penalties. They were stuck, and so was their money. Suddenly, their retirement hopes and dreams were in danger. But it didn't have to happen to them, and it doesn't have to happen to you. You can avoid the annuity trap. Here's one way. Get the free report, Annuity Insights, your guide to better understanding annuities, by calling 1-800-304-5558. Written by Forbes columnist and money manager Ken Fisher's firm, this powerful report could help save you from major financial heartache, and it's offered today for free. If you have an annuity or are considering one, claim your free annuities guide today. Hurry, free copies are limited. Call now, 1-800-304-5558. 1-800-304-5558.
Well, my husband is a retired sergeant from the Air Force.
Well, he was in the Army for 14 years and an MP.
23 million veterans, they're heroes who need our help.
Well, I'm here because my daughter has had her third surgery for cancer.
We've had some difficulties, so we're here quite some time. We're going on to 3 weeks.
When our heroes' families need help, they turn to Fisher House.
We learned about the Fisher House through the doctor, and we were so grateful, because who has 3 weeks to be able to come and stay at a hotel?
Fisher House is a safe, free place to stay for families of wounded warriors and veterans receiving treatment at VA and military medical centers.
Fisher House is not only a home away from home, it was like family away from family.
Thank you, Fisher House.
Thank you, Fisher House.
Helping military and veterans' families. Fisher House at fisherhouse.org. Sometimes having family close by is a hero's best medicine.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Don't you love her madly? All across the state of Nevada, in SoCal, too. It is live and local now. Good to have you with us on this Friday. I don't know about you, but in my neighborhood, when I go home and I'm hanging out at the crib, I hear the neighbor kids out in the street playing kickball, playing dodgeball, doing all kinds of stuff. And it occurred to me, now, wait a minute, These kids are there on a Tuesday afternoon or a Wednesday afternoon when they should be in school, but they're obviously not because all the schools are closed. And the deal is, well, they're all taking online classes and they're learning. I have a buddy who is a pretty smart dude when it comes to education. He's an author. He's a teacher. He's taught in the Clark County School District. He's taught in private schools. And one of the things that I asked him, I had a chance to talk to him earlier today, and I asked him, what are the kids doing, and are they actually learning anything of value that's new?
Well, now, the real question is when they are in school, are they learning anything? So, I mean, but I see there's right now there's a lot of kids outside running around playing. And so, I mean, the one thing I would like to see happen out of this, I would love to see more people who realize that they can stay home and homeschool their kids. And because homeschooling it works so much better. It's so much, kids learn more. They learn reading phonetically for the most part. I mean, that's why the kids who win the spelling bees throughout the last 20 years have always been homeschoolers, is because they actually learn how to think and they learn the right way. And so I would like to see that happen and see more homeschooling. That would be just so great, because I mean, right now, again, I mean, what kids learn in school is so, the more I research things out, the more I realize that our kids just aren't getting anything out of school. They learn social activities. They learn how to have sex. They learn how to, be rude. They learn how to be disruptive and get away with it. They don't learn anything, as far as life skills. It's ridiculous. And it's frustrating, and I would just love to see kids be homeschooled. But maybe not after high school. Maybe in high school, so they can play sports and stuff. But the more kids that are homeschooled, I think the better off our country would be.
Now, obviously, the homeschooling would force one of the spouses in a two-spouse home to not be going to a job. Right now, nobody's going to a job unless it's deemed right. essential. Is that practical in the real world?
It's really tough. It has become a necessity for two families almost to have to work at a time. Both parents, and then there's so much divorce as well. So there's a lot of times there's only one person in the family. Period. One parent in the family. Excuse me. Period. So I mean, it's a dream I have, but as in anything, you just have to ask for, the right guidance from the right guy, God can take care of, anything. I mean, that's something that, I think a lot of us hopefully have during this time have had to turn to. And, God wants us to make, God wants us to be involved with him. And sometimes, yes, it allows strange things to happen in order to get our attention. And this, I think, has gotten a lot of people's attention. And so, I don't know what can happen as far as, one parent staying home. And I had a friend of mine, DeMarco, he even mentioned, he said it'd be nice if they would allow, maybe one homeschool, one parent to stay home and homeschool and, homeschool like several kids, from other families and stuff, like do 10 kids, from four or five different families and maybe could do that, maybe even on a rotation device, where one parent stays home for 2 weeks and then another parent 2 weeks and they take 2 week terms and work it out through their jobs and something like that. It's just, so that kids are going to learn what the parents want them to learn and not what our government wants them to learn.
Tell the folks about your books. I say books plural because you have books plural out. But in particular, talking about public schools.
Well, public schools, the worst case of child abuse in American history is just that. Because what we teach our kids is we don't teach them how to read phonetically. So The way we teach how to read actually contributes to dyslexia. Since we've used this method, we've gone from, you know, 1 in 1,000 kids having dyslexia to 200 in 1,000. So it's 200 times more people have dyslexia today than when we introduced this way. Went from 2.2% adult illiteracy to where it's around 40% adult illiteracy. You know, and, you know, for a free country to remain free, it's people need to be educated. Otherwise, they're just going to vote in whomever they're told to vote for. I mean, come on, Joe Biden. I mean, he can't put together a couple of sentences without screwing up. I mean, and he's actually got the potential to be a president of the United States. And that's because of kids aren't educated. They don't learn to think for themselves. And in my book, I explain why that happens. You know, what John Dewey's philosophy was back in the late 1800s and how he wanted to focus on social subjects, not academics. And, you know, it's just amazing. You know, the Bible says, you know, my people are destroyed. God says my people are destroyed because of lack of knowledge. And that's really true. I mean, if you don't know what's going on, then anything can be going on. I mean, the most evil things can be going on. And like, you know, Trump says, you know, I mean, Washington is very evil. And I used to, you know, that was in your prologue just a minute ago. I was listening. You know, I mean, he is so right. Washington is so evil. And people don't realize it. I mean, they have a hunch, but they don't really know it. And so it comes through our education system. I mean, you know, Stalin said, you know, I mean, education is a weapon depending on, you know, who it's aimed at. You know, and whoever controls it, you know, can do what it's done to this country. Turn it into a, you know, to where half the people almost are not concerned with socialism. They don't know what socialism is, but they don't have a problem with it. And therein lies the lack of knowledge. Yeah, socialism is cool. It sounds great. Well, what is it? Well, I don't know. That's a problem.
Yeah, I would say so. Again, Jim Blocky joining us, teacher and author. And what exactly, and I know it's the fifth largest school district in the country, the Clark County School District. But schools around the state, what are they doing, and what are they doing for our kids who, gosh, may be home for the rest of the year?
Well, I just read that the third quarter grades are going to be the final grades. I read that today. So with that being said, I guess they don't plan on doing anything after their third quarter grades. I mean, if I have my final grade in, I'm not going to school anymore. I mean, I'm sorry. You know, if I'm a kid and I've got my final grade, I'm definitely not going to go to school for nothing. Basically, that's what it'd be for. So I know that they do have online schooling. I don't know. I mean, I really can't tell you how many kids are actually utilizing that. I know a few kids who are. I know some kids who aren't. And you know, so there's probably not a requirement, you know, I mean, and it's up to the parents. And
so will sophomores, will sophomores become juniors then?
Well,
will juniors become seniors?
I would assume so. And seniors will graduate if they pass their proficiency exams. And so, I mean, yeah, it's really kind of, I mean, yeah. But I mean, you know, I mean, let's be real, Kevin. I mean, how many times did anybody fail? I mean, how many times in school did anybody, any of the kids fail? I mean, even if they got F's all the way through, you know, I know that I was told on occasion to pass a kid that I had failed, and I'd get a call during the summer and say, hey, can you pass this kid? And I would most of the time say no, and then I'd get heat, and so sometimes they would do it even without my permission. And so it's like, as far as schools go, this thing really probably isn't going to affect our kids that much. And that's pretty sad, don't you think?
Well, it really is. The other issue that for me is strange is that the importance of our education system seems to be more about feeding kids at least 2 and sometimes 3 meals a day through the schools than it is the education, the reading, writing, and the arithmetic. This idea of feeding the kids as opposed to teaching the kids.
Yeah, that you're right. I mean, that has become more of that. That actually has become more of the detriment in our society is these kids who go to school to eat than their actual learning. I mean, you're absolutely right. I mean, it's really weird. I hear a lot more about kids not eating and kids not learning, and that's pretty sad. I mean, but that's our school system. I mean, until we fix our school system, until we teach the curriculum, specifically K-6, K-7, until middle school, until we fix that, I mean, this is just going to be the norm. I mean, I've been on your show, you know, so many times, Kevin, and you know, we talk about it. And I mean, people just, they think it's too big of a task to try to fix the curriculum. It's only curriculum. I mean, anybody can fix the curriculum. I mean, our legislature, they could very easily fix the curriculum. They could say, hey, look, we're not going to teach. We're not going to be the parent anymore. We're not going to teach these subjects. Those are parental duties. They're not school duties. And so, I mean, it can be done. You know, it's just that everybody thinks it's too tall of a task. Nobody will do it. And, you know, I mean, obviously, we in Nevada here, everything's Democrat. We got Democrat governor, House, Senate, and everything. So, yeah, it will be tougher. But that's a matter of that's why we need to wake up kids. I mean, parent adults, we need to wake them up and, you know, this is what's going on. And you know what I have done, and, you know, and I just got it finished when all this happened. So it's, you know, it's hard to do. I put it together, a men's conference for churches. And, you know, I wrote the whole thing out, and it's like a 4-hour men's conference. Women have conferences all the time and they learn so many things, but men don't have this. And so I put together a men's conference to where that specifically this, it brings to light what's going on in our schools specifically. I mean, everybody knows there's a problem. Everybody knows there's a problem in our schools, but they don't really know what it is. They can't put their finger on it. Well, I put my finger on it. I tell them what the problem is. And then at the end, I tell them what they can do about it, what they need to do about it. And I mean, so there is possibilities. I mean, God never, you know, with all things are impossible except through God. I mean, for us, things may seem impossible, but, you know, through God, they're not impossible. They are, he can do anything. And so, and we just need to come to the realization of that, but we have to do something. You know, I mean, God parted the Red Sea, but Moses had to do something to do that. So there's always in every miracle, he's always asking man to do something, to follow through on something. And that's just what we need to, we as, you know, Christian men and women, and we need to be called out to take action and not continue to allow this to happen. And that's what, the conference is basically all about. And hopefully as soon as when this takes place and we can start seeing each other again and having actual physical contact with our friends and, we'll be able to get this on the ground because that's the only way it's going to happen.
Jim Blocky, smart guy, loves kids, loves education, and has dedicated his life to it, joining us earlier on the program. You know, all of us have felt the impact of Governor Sisolak's new coronavirus policy, the new directive, the stay-at-home orders. And none of us knows when we'll be able to declare victory. And while we all want to do our part to support the president and the governor's efforts to stop this deadly killer, we all have to eat, don't we? I mean, last time I checked. And that's why Francois and all my friends at Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos, you live or work in that area? They want you to continue to enjoy the same amazing food that Vegas residents have come to expect for the past 30-plus years. Ichabod's full menu is available right now, 24/7. You get the munchies in the middle of the night, just call them. Carry out or curbside. And get this, limited menu items are available for 50% off. Now, to order, all you have to do is call Ichabod's Lounge at 702-451-2323. Write down the number. You may not be hungry right now. You might be hungry at 2 or 3 o'clock this afternoon. That's 702-451-2323. 702-451-2323. None of us knows what the future brings when it comes to the coronavirus, but one thing I know for sure, we will get through this together, And Ichabod's Lounge will be there with you every step of the way. Coming up with the program, it's my favorite part of the show. It's where we open up our phone lines to you. It's called our wall-to-wall free-for-all. You call us. You tell us what it is that matters to you. It's real simple. So we'll get to your calls coming up. And here's the number, 844-2-NEVADA, 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. The program is live and local now. In these troubled times, we all need to prepare for the unexpected. Hey, Kevin Wall here. That's why I recently called Castle Insurance Group to do a full review of my insurance. In an emergency, I wanted to be fully covered, but I also wanted to make sure I was getting the most bang for the buck. I spent all of about 10 minutes with my Castle Insurance Group agent, and the next morning, she had my quotes for auto and renter's insurance ready to go. She not only improved my coverage, but she also saved me hundreds of dollars. In these uncertain times, who couldn't use more money in their pocket? At Castle Insurance Group, they'll find you the best policy from name brand insurers like Progressive, Nationwide, Safeco, Travelers, Hartford, and ASI. Would you like to save money on your home, auto, and life insurance while actually improving coverage? Then call my friends at Castle Insurance Group at 702-714-1060. Ask for a free quote. That's 702-714-1060. All it will cost you is 10 minutes and a phone call. That's 702-714-1060.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
For years now, you've heard me talking about Real Water. Hey, Kevin Wall here. I just can't get over the clean, smooth taste and how great it makes me feel. I won't drink anything else. But there's more than just great taste to Real Water. There's real science behind why it's so good. It's infused with negative ions, which basically means it has a bunch of extra electrons. You see, those negative ions help you hydrate on a cellular level and provide a powerful antioxidant effect. I told my friends Brent and Amy, the owners of Real Water, that I wanted to offer my listeners a special on Real Water, and they agreed. So here's the deal. Go to Amazon and search Real Water. It's the blue rectangular bottle that says Real Water. Add it to your cart, and when you proceed to checkout, there'll be a coupon section. Put in 10WALL. That's the number 10WALL, all caps, no spaces, and you'll receive a 10% discount. It doesn't get much better than that. Great tasting Real Water with all its beneficial properties delivered right to your door. I know you'll love it. Trust me. You will taste and feel this difference.
How well did your lawmaker represent your interests in the last legislative session? I'm John Sarpolis, president of Nevada Policy Research Institute. Nevada Policy just released our legislative review and report card, giving taxpayers, parents, and activists a real look into what happened behind the closed doors in the last legislative session. In addition to scoring lawmakers on their overall voting record, the report card ranks lawmakers on individual policy areas, taking into account their actions behind the scenes as well as their votes. Nevada Policy's put together an incredible, in-depth look at which lawmakers, regardless of their overall score, truly fought for taxpayers' interests in Carson City. And you might just be surprised by some of the results. Visit NevadaPolicy.org to download your digital copy of the 2019 Legislative Review and Report Card. That's NevadaPolicy.org. This Nevada Policy update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
We're not gonna take it. Hell,
It is live and local now. So good to have you with us. Get to your phone calls on our wall-to-wall free-for-all. Let's begin with Diane in Las Vegas. Diane, you're up and you're on live and local now. Go right ahead.
When I went to school, and this was years ago, and in the suburbs they couldn't build schools fast enough, we had 62 children in one room in our class.
Wow.
One teacher.
Wow.
Everyone was respectful. Everyone was obedient. Everyone learned. One teacher. Today, the problem isn't the children. The problem is the teachers.
In what way? Are they inferior to the kind of teachers that taught you?
Yes. And not only that, they have a completely different way of thinking. They're very much into the socialist ideology. And my father, years ago, and this, again, was in the 1950s, he used to say every once in a while, the professors in the colleges are indoctrinating our children with communism. And my father was right.
Should there be any surprise? Who is it that these teachers are today? They are the products of the public school system.
Well, that's right, but where did the teachers come from? They came from colleges where communism was the ideology that was taught.
So I don't know, Diane, why we should be so surprised. I really don't. By the way, the last word I'm going to give today to Brent McCullough with Stayin' Inside. I absolutely love that. Brent McCullough, Stayin' Inside. Another one of our anthems for April. Hope you have a great weekend. Stay inside. Stay home. And we'll all get through this together. I want to thank our crew, Mark, John, Brian, Andrew Paul. Anybody I'm missing? Okay. We'll do it all again Monday. Have a great weekend, live and local, now. All of us have felt the impact of Governor Sisolak's new coronavirus policy, and none of us know when we'll be able to declare victory. Hey, Kevin Wall here. And while we all want to do our part to support the president's effort to stop this deadly killer, we all have to eat, don't we? That's why Francois and all my friends at Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos want you to continue to enjoy the same amazing food that Vegas residents have come to expect for the past 30-plus years. Ichabod's full menu is available 24/7 for carryout or curbside pickup. And get this, limited menu items are available for 50% off. That's right, 50% off. To order, call Ichabod's Lounge at 702-451-2323. That number again, 702-451-2323. 702-451-2323. None of us knows what the future brings when it comes to the coronavirus. But one thing I know for sure, we'll all get through this together. And Ichabod's Lounge will be there with you every step of the way.
790 KBET, Winchester, Las Vegas. Talk now.